Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, good people of the earth, welcome to another episode of Thoughts on Films, the podcast that thinks a lot on films in Malaysia and beyond. And for today's session, we have a very special guest because we are actually kind of getting into the saddle with our good friend of the show, Mr. Iki Ali. Good morning, Mr. Iki Ali. How are you doing, Iki?
Fine, of all things considered.
All right, good. That's always, again, we just mentioned this, you know, off air about how fine, you know, such a vague answer. But time is not on our side, good people. And we shall get straight to it because Iki has actually gotten something going on his own accord, really, in creating a new channel, a YouTube channel called The Brothers Ali, where we have you and your brother kind of just getting together to basically talk about films.
Yes.
And I think that's always great because, well, of course, for obvious reasons, I love films and I love talking about films. But I wonder, what was the starting point for the creation of the Brothers Ali YouTube channel here, Iki?
Okay. So we've been to this these screening sessions called Wayang Budiman, Wayang at Budiman. Hosted by Pusat Kajian dan Apresiasi Film or Center of Film Appreciation or something. I forgot the English, whatever. Okay, so, and it was curated by Dr. Norman Yusof, you know, our former senior lecturer.
our godfather in many respects.
Yes, yes.
The cinematic godfather. Yeah, I think not just for us, but
in
also
terms of,
for,
you know, knowledge, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah, so, absolutely.
He went, of course, the gist of the program is a screening of any films, basically, from around the world. But I've seen a pattern of it's mostly Asian films. It could be something from Europe from the time, but it majority of the screenings are from Asian. But it's open for every kinds of movies. So in that screening, there will be the screening session, of course. And then there will be a discussion session after the screening. So we can talk about just anything at all about the movie that we watch. It could be anything political, personal experience, or just about the film itself. What do you think about it? You could be anyone. You don't have to be someone who is a major of films to say your piece about the movie. You just say whatever you have in mind, and you know, everyone's welcome, and that includes us, apparently. So I myself am a film student from FITA, and now they're known as something else now, altogether, UITM. And my brother is not really from a film student per se, but he has been following movies and TV shows and all that. So I got in hook to Wayang Budiman, which is since the second week ever it happened, and it's been going on for almost a decade now. So there you go, it's been a long time. So in quite recent years, okay, so apparently during the discussion session, for whatever reason, some of the patrons that the frequenters especially thought our way of discussing the films are like interesting in a bit. I don't know, they're like infatuated for some reason. when we give our say about the movie, maybe because I don't know, maybe we just see things differently, I guess. And then one of them, also a lecturer, but he never taught me because he's from the theater program. He's one of those that actually like apa kata korang buat macam review show ke apa kan. So, I don't know.
I want to guess that by your impression, that is a Encik Shahrul or
no. It's Saad Omar.
Oh, okay. that sounds very much as Saad. Yes.
People know him also as you know, fixie author and other things as well. I think he wrote a few novels for fixie. And he was very into it. He's like can't wait. I mean, not the same. It's also a bunch of other patrons there that, you know, that also comes to the Wayang Budiman very frequently, especially as we do so, they're like encouraging us. Even the tournament himself at one point encouraged us to do something that we're doing right now. So there you go. That's starting off point.
That's always a very intriguing thing to discuss, because Wayang at Budiman, it's worth noting the name comes from the location. There's Alam Budiman.
It's far away from UiT Pejabat Perdana, and also even further than that, there will be Pucat Perdana, so Pucat Alam. So yeah,
I was just about to say that in addition to it being a bit further away from Pucat Perdana, it's also a bit further away from any other forms of civilization, because there are times when I feel like it's in the middle of nowhere. Tau. Kalau belah malam tu, you're going there for a night screening, macam you got to drive a bit more carefully, but sometimes not all the lights on the main
road. That's right.
It's all on, so you gotta be careful, right?
Yeah.
But it's worth, once you get to the destination, of course, it's worth getting there. But the banyak orang yang, as Iki pointed out, kind of come together. Iki mentioned the term FITA earlier, which is the previous name for the Faculty of Film, Theatre and Animation, really. Yeah. Now it's more of a department under another faculty in UiTM, so not quite its own faculty per se.
I can't remember the full name now.
Perhaps you're not so concerned about the current name.
That's the story, history of it. So, yeah.
There is. And that's the context worth bearing in mind, because it therefore means, ladies and gentlemen, that the people who do get together, orang yang macam ada sedikit sebanyak pengetahuan dan pemikiran lebih mendalam tentang film. It's, as Iki points out, it's open to everyone. Anybody can come and just check in, watch a film, talk about stuff. But the majority of people who do go tend to be staff and students of FITA at that time, who would live in and around the area perhaps.
Yep.
And you know, it becomes just a nice thing to do every once in a while, to just go watch a film. Sometimes it's a screening of short films, sometimes it's a screening of a feature film. I remember watching something which had Chow Yun Fat, I think.
Yang dia jadi
buta tu. At the end of it, dia jadi buta.
I can't remember. Maybe there is. Yeah. I need to check.
It's by John Woo, I think. Anyways, point is, it can be just that. You know, so it's not just like all this independent artsy-fartsy film. Sometimes it's just like the bigger picture of Asian cinema. So that, for not just for myself, but as Iki points out, for himself and also for others, it becomes like a good starting point to kind of just get more ideas to feed not just into their academic works, but also into their professional works. Because I know other people, macam Muzamir Rahman, Ishraqi Yahya, for instance, I think in the past they've attended sessions. They've even, as a result of attending these sessions, they kind of ended up making films themselves. And so it's the influence of Wayang at Budiman here, it should not be underestimated. But having said that, kind of coming up from that, there's not as many people who have come up from these points of discussion at Wayang at Budiman to kind of just focus as much on the review side of things. There's a number, but it's just, you know, more the focus has been more on the filmmaking side. So I just wonder, like, because I know, you know, prior to you doing the YouTube channel that you do now, you also review films in a number of different ways for other platforms. I remember, for instance, like you had I have this in the list of questions here. Earliest record. I'm just gonna write this as it is. The earliest record of yours in terms of, you know, being in the film review game is a 2010 review of Ninja Assassin on your website, Le Iki Ali Reviews. And then you also wrote film reviews for Movie Addict Malaysia and whatnot. It felt like the focus was very much on you doing different things when it comes to reviews. How do you find the transition kind of moving from that to doing something like the Brothers Ali YouTube channel?
Okay, interesting question, even though it's already pre-planned here. It's still a pretty interesting question. I'm trying my best to articulate how the transition went on. So initially there was a blogging boom at one time, because I was a writing student and I was a film student, so why not combine both of that? Even though, looking back at my earlier writings, someone are kind of cringe, you know. It's very cringe.
I don't know, man. maybe the Ninja Assassin one was, yeah. But I also wrote a Ninja Assassin, so you know, it's all cringe back in the day, you know.
Yeah.
We all grow.
I even grow. One time was like goes hard on, I mean, go hard in a good way and in a cringe way on KL Gangster and whatnot. Like, dude, I mean, like, chill, like, chill. I mean, it's not that of a masterpiece, but chill, okay? You don't need to go that positive and gushing over it. So cringe.
But, okay, I included KL Gangster in my PhD, so I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that's a different thing. Mine was like more casual thing, and then I was like writing like saying very, very glowing things, and then I just realized that yeah, Shafiq was still learning from his brother Shamsul. Mm. So now I like Shafiq more than Shamsul. So there you go. All right. Mm. So okay, in terms of writing, okay, I first wrote that right on my blog, and then from there. Somehow, as being just a regular blogger with, you know, no, I don't know, credibility whatsoever, I got invited even to, I don't know, talk about, I mean, to like come to a Japanese film festival or something in Malaysia and talk a little bit about on my blog. And then at one point, the film discussion group Movie Addict decided to also be a media at the time. So they have this, they just launched their media arm. I can't remember what year exactly. So they invited me to be part of the writing team. So I write with them for a while. And let me tell you, the difference between me writing for myself and writing for them is pretty staggering, because with myself alone, I can just write whatever I want and then, you know, edit it. Like later on and willy-nilly, but with Movie Addict Malaysia, I have to like got my writing scrutinized first, so make it all proper, like, because it's for media, I guess. But even though it's just on social media, not really like a proper print or a proper website, we don't have a website actually, we just playing around with the social media. Yeah, what it was fine to like in terms of writing, I still got the liberties to write whatever I want, but still I got vetted so much, it's just not fun, because sometimes I don't know, maybe my way of seeing things can be kind of, I don't know, pedestrian in a way, because sometimes I mix up film jargons and whatnot, and sometimes I don't even know what the jargon means, so they like bet that out. But I get the concern, but sometimes I just don't feel like it's that freeing for me to, you know, say my piece all that much, because there's still a reputation to uphold. And also we also do like media promotion, you know, where we do paid promotions for some productions, and then we also have to, like, you know, have a good rapport with them, don't offend them or anything. So sometimes I can write a very scathing review on a shit movie. So and that almost always ended up not getting published, because that's like the unwritten rule of being part of it. It's like, if it's a good review, you know, get it out quickly. But if it's a bad review, you either hold it off or don't post it at all, which is a shame, because I still need to say something about movie. People need to know what it means. Yeah. So it's not a very... it's good that my writing is more structured when I was in Movie Addict Malaysia. But on the other side, I got vetted, and it's not very nice. I get to self-edit that much, because it's all under the, you know, the scrutiny of the other contributors for the page at the time. And so now, fast forward to now, yeah, I think it's even more okay. Before I get to now, I also, at a period of time, I just read some short blurbs or even medium or longer blurbs on Letterboxd. So that was like a time also where everyone is jumping on the movie social media letterbox. I was one of them, so I was like being cheeky and sometimes being profound if I need to on any movies that I write. But then at one point, I'm just like, I just log my movies that I watch. I won't bother reviewing anymore. Or maybe I will. I don't know. Depends if I want to do something with it. But I still use it for logging in any movies that I watch recently, so that I know I'm watching what movie at what time, and how many stars I give a movie to know the ratings. And then now fast forward to now. So I was quite, I mean, the idea to do a movie review, a video review, has been floating there even, I think, around the time of Wayang at Budiman, where, like I said, Mr. Sa'amah was talking about how we could do, how he wishes that us doing this video reviews thing. So I'll be contemplating it for, because I'm pretty awkward in front of camera for okay, so it's kind of like anxiety inducing every time my brother keeps pestering that we should do it. So and then at one point I'm just like, yeah, I mean, we've seen like not a lot of discussion type dense long reviews about movies in Malaysia in particular. So we decided to just finally do it with our first episode of talking about the Disco Fever trilogy of movies, and then doing more traditional reviews, but still within the discussion type of approach to our reviews. So, and we decided not to be that local, because we are aiming for I don't know if we can somehow do it internationally, so people can know about the different movies that we watch that exist, that is just not Hollywood all the time. So yeah, and when we're doing this, yeah, it's I just say it, I don't have to type anything, I just say it, so the editing comes later. Even though in the review process itself, my brother talks a lot more than I do. But when it comes, when I say my piece, I can just say whatever I want, you know. So it's a little more, even more liberating, because I don't even have to like deal with typos or anything. If I just say, I just say. If it's not appropriate, I can just edit it out. So that's how the transition goes. And I think for now, this form is much more freeing, and I think this form also should also be taken as a serious form of film criticism. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Certainly the concept of people, putting down their thoughts about, I mean, not just films, of course, but also other forms of art, you know, like songs and all these kind of things, and various aspects of pop culture. This is not a new thing, and it's just us working with technology as we have it, you know. I'm fairly certain. I think you have something on TikTok as well. Am I right in saying that? Is there like a version of you guys on TikTok or
no? Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. We're working on making shots from our reviews, because our reviews are very long, so some of that can be a shot somewhere. So I don't know. Maybe down the line, I can't say much because I'm still figuring out how to do it. So yeah, I mean, our TikTok is there, but there's nothing there yet. So
all right, okay. I just saw I think there was like an icon of TikTok, and then I saw the Brothers Ali kind of thing somewhere, maybe on your YouTube channel.
But we did get like a little bit of feature in our fellow friends, another media called Buzzpop, where, you know, they invite us to screenings and we can talk a little bit of blurbs about the movies. So yeah, maybe you can incorporate some of that to our TikTok page. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just saying this is all tentative, so nothing is set in motion yet. So yeah.
Okay, no worries. Earlier you spoke about like wanting to have a bit more of the freedom to decide the kind of films you write about and what you want to say about these films. now that you have a bit more of this freedom, I wonder like what the approach is. How do you utilize this freedom? Like, how do you decide which films you want to look at? Because I asked that question because I think in the first video that you did was about, you know, there was a bit of Saturday Night Fever. And then later on, there's a bit of Megan. And then there's a bit of Imaginor and whatnot. So there's like a wide range of different types of films. What's the like scope that you have in mind here about the kind of films that you do want to talk about?
Scope, eh? No, we don't really have a scope. It's just a matter of we see a movie, so we will try to review most of them as much as we can. That's already so, you know, for everyone's information, we already have so many reviews in the can right now. So I don't know when we're going to release any of that. But yeah, the most recent one is, but we also do like recent movie reviews. So we will try to put that out because, you know, we also want to be exposed and get famous on YouTube or something. So currently we're working on a review for Across the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So we're going to put that out first.
Huh? You've seen that one. How is it?
Yeah, it was, oh my God. I mean, everyone's gushing over it. So we gushed over it. We even did a two-parter of a video for that one movie. We haven't done that in any of the movies that we watched prior for Brothers Ali. So we're doing a two-parter. One a non-spoiler, one is a spoiler review. So yeah, keep a lookout for that. I don't know, maybe by that time this podcast is out, the review is out already. Okay, in terms of scope, yeah, we don't have a niche whatsoever. The point of we're doing this is just to discuss about whatever we can about the movie that we watch as much as we can. I would just want to let people know there are good movies and bad movies out there. So far, the movies that we watch are kind of like acceptable on a scale, like 5 and above out of 10 kind of movies. But we do have another one in the works, which is below that threshold. And I think there's already one out, which is already below that threshold, but it's up for a different kind of discussion approach that we talk about the movie Anwar, Dato' Story, which is a terrible movie.
Oh, is it? Is it a terrible movie?
It's very terrible, man. Oh, goodness. All right.
I'm actually looking forward to watching that. I mean, it's not out here in Indonesia.
But yeah. Oh, really? But ironically, it's made by Indonesians, so I don't get
it. Yeah, maybe they're just waiting for the right time to release it. I guess. But all the same, I've not noticed it. Or maybe it has come out, but I just have not noticed it.
Okay, so there you go. We don't really have a scope. We just talk whatever we want about the movie. But there's the thing about my brother only wants to seek for good movies. He won't like intentionally find a terrible movie and do a review about it, but I would. So yeah, like I said, we can just talk whatever we want about how many kinds of movies that we can, and if the movies that we watch happen to be terrible, we will still talk about it. And like I said, we're working on something like that other than Anwar, for a movie called Polite Society, which is an action comedy movie from the UK, which features like the Indian Muslim community in the UK as the backdrop of everything. So, but despite the interesting premise and setting, it's just a bland movie. So there you go. We will just watch anything as we can, good or bad, so people know about it in English with our flair to it. That's it. That's cool.
That's brilliant. All right. Yeah. That's actually a good thing. I think on that note, just before we get to the second part of our interview and the final question I have in the first half of our session here, is kind of just wondering whether you kind of take a different approach to kind of reviewing Malaysian or local films, because I think that it's interesting that even though, you know, you have kind of looked at a number of foreign films in a number of different ways, the most popular videos that you have on your channel are actually, you know, looking at more local or regional films, you know, like you have, like Imagineer, for instance, or Imagineer. Is there like a feel or approach that you have, like, you know, when you kind of look at a Malaysian film, because you are Malaysians, do you kind of like approach it differently compared to when you kind of analyze non-Malaysian films or foreign films?
No, we treat every movie accordingly, because if it, no matter it's an Indonesian movie or a Vietnamese movie or a Thai movie, it's all movies. So even with Malaysian movies, we'll treat them the same. Hold to the same standards, despite, you know, the budget difference or whatever, because we are watching it on the same silver screen, big ass silver screen in front of our face. So it's a movie and we'll judge it. And even though it's at Budiman's very small screen, it's still a movie that we watch from a projector. So we would deal all of that, all of those movies equally, local or not. We don't have any, you know, we don't like cherry pick how we review it. We will hold everything to the same standard. Even in our local movie reviews, we will just, you know, if the time comes, when push comes to shelves, we can just compare it to international movies if it has similarities there. So yeah, like I said, we don't, you know, approach things differently with local movies. We just treat everything the same, because it's a thing that everyone watches for the masses. So why should we treat it differently? That's our thoughts about it.
Fair enough. That's lovely, right? So there's a lot of good stuff that we've covered there. Ladies and gentlemen, right? I like your unbridled passion and approach that you have here with regards to kind of looking at films, you know, Malaysian or otherwise, and just sharing your thoughts about them a bit more. In the second half of the session here today, we are going to kind of jump a little bit more into the more general Malaysian film reviewing landscape to see how other people share their unbridled passions about the kind of films that they do watch and the kind of, impact that has for Malaysians and beyond. So we're just going to check in with that in a very short while. You're listening to the latest episode of Thoughts on Films. It's been Iki Ali on the other end of the mic. We're going to take a short break. We'll catch up with you in a very short while.
Usually in movies nowadays, they want to do these jokes. That's like all the time, and then that's sporadically.
Yeah.
And the jokes is kind of like they written some jokes, so they have to put it in somewhere. But in this one, it kind of feels natural. Yeah. And it gives the characters like the space to shine.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for the second half of our interview here with Iki Ali, one of the co-founders, one of the orang kuat of the Brothers Ali YouTube channel, which kind of just looks at films. I think the quote that you guys have to describe, the tagline for the channel is, "We dunk with care." you know, I thought it's very interesting. Described as a channel where you and your brother spew your take on cinema and visual medium. So I thought that's very interesting there. I just want to kind of check in with maybe some of your thoughts about the bigger picture landscape here, because I want to get more of your general perspective, Iki, on the Malaysian film review context. As mentioned earlier, you've been in the film review game for I think over a decade, right?
Wow.
I think starting in as I mentioned, like Ninja Assassin was like 2010.
Dang, that was 2010. I feel old, man. I feel old. I don't feel old, but I am old. So
no. You're experienced and wise.
There you go, right.
With knowledge.
Right. Yeah, right? I'm experienced. Yes.
And I wonder what your knowledge might be about generally speaking, when it comes to looking at film reviews and whatnot, do you feel like, and rightly or wrongly, of course, as I mentioned off air to you, I'm kind of a part of this discussion as well. Do you feel like, you know, film reviewers in this context for Malaysian films, like, do you feel like we can kind of play like some kind of like significant role in terms of getting ideas out there about films, or do people just kind of like, you know, whatever we say, they're just going to go and check out whatever that's out there anyways? I mean, what are your thoughts on that in terms of the significance of film reviewers for Malaysian films and such?
I'm stealing a little bit of some ideas here from a feature from a blog post of my friend that she made about like a similar topic like what you're asking me, which is what is the film critic's or film reviewer's role in the bigger picture of this Malaysian cinema or just any cinema. I can't remember. One of the person that was interviewed in that blog post was, I can't remember, but it was someone else. It's not my quote, but I agree with this quote. Or was it me? I can't remember. Maybe I wrote it. I forgot my answer to that interview. So it's been so long. So it feels like it's like our reviews here, our role here, we're like, you know, when you go to like, when you want to buy something, for example, like a good pair of headphones, you will go to see like a review first to know if like the headphones is the right fit for you or whether you should waste your money on that or it's a money well spent. So it's similar with movies. So yeah, if we feel like we have some sort of role to play in terms of getting people out there to go watch a movie or don't watch it, to talk about it or not talk about it. So I don't know if that answers the question, because that's what I have right now in my mind on top of my head.
No, I mean, I certainly think it's, you know, you're right. I mean, there's an importance to that. And of course, you know, it's us kind of talking about what we do. Of course, we are going to think it's important. But in the bigger picture, and I just want to use your very specific example of yours that I used for my PhD, Ikea. I think I probably told you about this before, but there's one part where I talk a little bit about Jauh di Sudut Hati, which is like a film in the 1980s. It's not so easy to find reviews for that. Film. So I actually included a little bit of your review in my thesis itself, or in the part where I talk a bit more about the history of Malaysian cinema. So there's a bit of that there. And more to the point, kalau kita nak cari bahan untuk dibahas tentang filem-filem lain dari negara lain.
Yes.
You know, you're drowning yourself in all sorts of different platforms, you know, not just websites, but books, articles, newspapers and whatnot, podcasts, apa lagi kan, you know. But for Malaysian cinema, in a general sense, it feels like the number is always like relatively small. And so there's always like a certain value that I think to historicizing the take that we have on film reviews, either in a visual form, in an audio form, or in the written form. So that, I think that is quite important in this sense. So I would agree with you there. I mean, the numbers kind of like maybe it's up or down, but there's a significance to that sooner or later. So, but that's my take. I mean, again, this is me saying that I'm important, which is just about the most self-aggrandizing thing that a film reviewer can say or do.
Yeah, we all think we're the hero of our own story. So
we are all the protagonists of our journey. So, I mean, so it might not be necessarily true, but in certainly speaking as an academic, there's an importance to that. Kind of expanding a bit more of our discussion here. I just kind of want to look at some other, protagonists, so to speak, on their journeys in the Malaysian film review landscape. Because in more recent times, we've seen quite a number of audiovisual based forms of review coming to the fore. So we have Zaf, who's doing his thing, Zain Asli, Syara Bustaman, Matt Don and whatnot. Generally speaking, like in your opinion, how do they kind of help color the bigger picture landscape for Malaysian cinema as a whole? Like what are your thoughts about what they do and whatnot?
Like you said, there's not much, I mean, of people really seriously or maybe even casually talking about movies at length or at detail as much. I don't know, I don't really follow the review scene that much, but there was like, you know, either veteran players in the game in written form I'm aware of them, but I forgot the names. I'm a terrible reviewer because I don't follow that.
I'm happy to list some names here. Hasan Muttalib is a grandfather, the granddaddy, grandmeister. You have Fadli Al-Akiti, who's very active as well. Alan Coy, who wrote for, I think, was it The Star or NST? Yeah, I mean, he did quite a lot of stuff. So point is, quite a number of people, as you point out. Even in the written form, they did plenty of things there.
Oh, yeah. Fadli was like, I think he was like part of the, I don't know, the teacher or in one of the Pesta Film Kita, he was like the coach for the film criticism workshop.
That's and right.
I was in the workshop. So yeah.
Yes, I remember during one of the breaks. I think I was moderating another session, like a panel discussion there. So I was maybe later in the evening. So I remember walking around and I saw that you were in a room and it was like they didn't have like proper walls. It's just like glass windows.
Yeah.
So I can see you inside and looking at Fadli, and he's just banging on about whatever, about film review.
That was wild. I was geeking out, you know. Because what was the question again? I forgot. Sorry.
What was the question? Something about like the other, I mean, you're doing audio video based forms of film review, which is kind of
right.
So I just wonder what you think of the others who do the same as you do.
They have their own style and everything, and I think they're important because right now people don't have the attention span, a long attention span to read reviews, and sometimes it's a lot of words, and you know, it can be tiring to read, because especially if you're like you remember school, you remember university, you have to read. It's not a fun thing to do, but you have to do it. But when it comes to reviews, you don't have to read reviews. So why bother reading one? But if you just make a video form about it, and especially if you do it in a short form, like because of the advent of TikToks and YouTube Shorts and Instagram, Facebook Reels, all that. Yeah, I think we need this form of audio video kind of reviews, because it's just keeping up with the times. Not everyone has the time to read, and I think it's just nice to maybe they don't really like, especially with our kind of view, which is very long and winded sometimes, most of the time. So where they can just put it in the background and do their own thing, and if something caught their interest, they can just go there and like, oh, okay, maybe I will watch this movie. So I think what we're doing here is important, because yeah, I mean, we can't always count on, like I said, the written form of reviews, because no one has time. So in the time of like everything is happening, everything everywhere all at once, boom, okay. So we need this kind of form to cater to those who really wants to get into movies but just don't have the time to know if they want to or not. So by doing this, it's just a win-win situation. We save both of our times.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I like how you included a little bit of Michelle Yeoh's latest film there.
That's a banger, man.
Quite a good way of just, you know, jamming that in there. Lovely stuff. I mean, not everybody will feel as lovely about some of these reviews, because, you know, still kind of looking at, yeah, a lot of people are doing very interesting things here. But in the context, in some instances here, I'm coming to the case of Zaf here, there's sometimes a certain sensationalism attached to their image, which may affect how people feel about their reviews, which have led to other filmmakers kind of like themselves coming out and making some strong statements about, in this case, Zafla. So I just wonder what your take is on this. Do you feel like, if you kind of like come up with something that is not so great, right? You kind of say like, oh, this film is not so good, Kapika, in whatever reason. And there's going to be some kind of like backlash against that. I wonder like whether that kind of affects how you might look at films, because some of these things can be quite unpleasant. And we're all human beings. I just wonder what your take is on something like that.
Okay. So when you make movies and it's for the public, no matter how terrible that person's take is, the film review take is on that movie, you have to swallow the pill because that's your job. Your job is to make the movie and show it to people. So if you can't take it, then don't make movies or just circle jerk it with your friends, your film review friends, your filmmaking friends only. No need to show it to the public if you can't take the criticism. But yeah, sometimes also there needs to be a line drawn when you criticize the movie. I mean, criticize it on the merits, not just because you personally hate it and you want that person to have a pleasant day or something. It just doesn't sit right with me. So when you want to, criticize badly of a movie, you can. You can also be crude about it in terms of language, but I don't know, man. This is a very fine line to walk. It's just don't make it personalized. What I'm saying, if you wanna do a bad review of a movie, just attack the faults only and not the person themselves, or maybe in when you are putting on the headlines, for example, Zaf likes to include the word sampah in the thumbnail. And sometimes...
Yeah, he does.
But sometimes...
It really grabs people's attention, yeah.
And it really grabs, because sometimes there's... the movie is even, like, everyone's talking good about it, but he still put sampah. But when you actually watch the review, he actually likes it. So, I mean, it's good to get people to watch your reviews, but it's another thing to mislead them.
Mungkin dia suka sampah kot. Sometimes you can just get a context. Because sometimes I always kind of like get, whenever I think about this in this way, I remember like, watching a number of like these artsy fartsy indie films, you know, socially significant in their own ways, etc., etc. I saw a number of them in a row. After I was done with that, I got in a cab. I left the. This was at a film festival, so I left the festival, went to another cinema, and I bought tickets for Mission Impossible 3 because all these are great, but you know what? I need my explosions. I need my sampah here. You know?
Sampah
in that sense.
I don't know if he likes trash movies, which is a genre of its own. You know, but yeah, just don't mislead. Just, I mean, that's another thing new way of approaching video review, movie reviews, which is video form, and on YouTube no less, which, you know, where the first thing you see is a thumbnail. Don't mislead them. If you hate it, just say you hate it. I mean, truly, if you truly hate it, then just say you truly hate it. If you like it, don't say you hate it, and then it turns out that you like it. Unless your feeling is 50-50 or something, just don't mislead. I'm just saying, if you wanna do a review, don't mislead people. Just say how you feel. And describe how you feel aptly in the thumbnail if you want to attract the person that wants to know your thoughts about the movie that they about to watch, or your audience that wants to watch your review. So that's just what I think. Yeah.
Fair enough, right? Sticking to your guns, kind of being sincere, basically just, you know, whatever you say or whatever you think, you just say it and just present it accordingly, right? Fair enough, right? I like that. I think we're nearly done with our interview here today. Aiki, I think the final question I have for you is, actually you kind of already answered this, so, because I kind of wanted to ask like, what's next, what's coming up for the Brothers Ali YouTube channel? Like, what kind of films? I think you mentioned earlier about the Spider-Man film. Are there any like, other specific films that we'll be looking at. I'm hopeful that this can be, our session can be released on the 6th of June. So like, you know, what's coming up after the 6th of June for the Brothers Ali?
Like I said, the Spider-Man reviews, the spoiler and non-spoiler, Across the Spider-Verse spoiler and non-spoiler review, and maybe I will get this out first because my brother asked me to, which is the movie Polar Society. So maybe look forward to that. And I don't know about what to do with the other reviews already in the can, but for now, that is what we're trying to release next. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, fair enough. And on that note, good people, I wish you, Mr. Iki Ali, the very best of good luck with your endeavors with regards to your film reviews, The Brothers Ali, and all the other things connected to that. We're thank done, you. All right? We've come to the all end right. of our session here today. Iki, thank you so very much for your time. I know it's like you're a very busy man. Yeah, kita nak duduk cakap macam ni pun macam nak kena, I think, you know, I must say I'm tardy in getting back to you as well. Macam,
yeah.
Two or three days where I could reply. So macam, you know, my fault as well. But nevertheless, always fun to have you on the other side of the mic. It's always good to have a chat with you and just talk about films and whatnot. So yeah, good luck with that, Iki. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me. All right.
Good stuff. And thank you very much, listeners, for joining us with our latest episode of Thoughts on Films, a podcast that thinks a lot on films in Malaysia and beyond. My name is Fikri. Say goodbye, Iki.
Sayonara.
And it's a goodbye from me. All right. Catch you later, folks. Bye-bye. Everything is okay. I just want to play.